Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino. Friday, February 9th, 2024. This is my pre-market report. Let's start off with this. So United States airstrikes on the Middle East are intensifying. As a matter of fact, we just hit the capital of Iraq and crude oil is surging in pre-market trading right now. Okay, imagine my shock. Imagine your shock. It's not going to stop, as we are all well aware of. Let's talk about a few other things. What's happening here with the market? The 10-year yield is sitting at about 4.17. There's a slight increase in the Dixie or the dollar index. Stock futures are slightly higher this morning. Cryptocurrency is doing very well. Bitcoin over 47,000. Gold and silver flat. That is the story for the market this morning. So let me ask you, while we're sitting here, we're all friends, right? Are you surprised to hear that this war is rapidly expanding? Are you surprised that we are now striking the capital of Iraq? No. This is so obvious what is happening here. It's you know, it's also amazing to me, and I want to hear from you on this. So we understand the hundreds of billions of dollars are going to be pumped into funding both the Ukraine and Israel wars here. Why is it that, in your opinion, you don't hear anything about what this new war that we are now directly engaged in is going to cost? There is no talk at all from the mainstream media about this. The silence here is deafening. Do you know what it costs to run a new war like we're in now? You know, it's not a war, though. You can't call it a war. It's not a kinetic action. It's retaliation. Yeah, that's what it is. It's retaliation. Yeah. That's a nice catchword. It's laughable, as you and I are absolutely clear on. Look, we know what this war is all about. People are being duped on a grand scale. They have no idea what's going on. And, you know, look, it's very difficult to find out what's actually going on here. The mainstream media propaganda, well, they're not going to tell you what's happening. Absolutely not. They have to keep the people not knowing what's going on as usual. And this is how they can get away with what they can do. It's an incredible thing. Even yesterday with, for example, the news that came out about the Congressional Budget Office talking about skyrocketing debts and deficits, talking about what it's going to cost to service the debt moving forward. You have to look for that stuff. Of course, they're going to fill your mind with everything else. Focus on this and focus on that and look over here and look over there. But when it comes to this kind of stuff, you kind of got to dig for it. Do you find that disturbing or surprising? No, it's part of the this situation that we are in right now, how people must be kept not knowing what's happening. I think people would probably, if people understood right now that we are involved in an expanding war, it's a new war, and this is going to go on and on. Again, I am at odds with Gerald Celente about this. Gerald Celente doesn't think so with regard to the United States and this wider war. Look, to understand what's really happening here, you have to realize, again, a few things, and you and I are clear on this, who our enemy is and what they want. Our enemy, here in the United States, it's one entity. It is the Federal Reserve. It's not the Democrats versus the Republicans. That's what they want you to think. It's a uniparty, two wings of the same bird. You understand? It's a distraction mechanism. It's a psyop, and they have throngs of people who have fallen through that trap door. These Republicans and Democrats, they work together towards a common goal. The common goal is to empower the Federal Reserve to the highest possible order, and then some. It's worked. Again, just look at the last three presidents. No three presidents in the history of the United States have done more so to empower the Federal Reserve, to bring them right to the top of that truncated pyramid on the back of the dollar bill. Okay, go look at it for yourself. If you don't think it's there, it's there. Okay, we've been warned about this. No three presidents have done more so to empower the Federal Reserve. You can take every single president prior to the last three, see what they have done to empower the Federal Reserve, and then look at the last three, none more so. And this mechanism here, regardless of what you may think or they're trying to get you to believe, do you hear them, anyone running for president, talking about what's going on here, how the central banks run the world, what's actually going on? Absolutely not. They have to convince you that they're going to make a difference. Makes no difference at all. Okay. Unfortunately, that's the way it goes. But we're all on the same page, I think, with regard to that, at least for the most part. So, yeah, you don't hear anything about this this new war. How these airstrikes are intensifying is kind of hard to find. How we're striking the capital of Iraq right now, and this is going to spread even further, and the cost of this is going to be astronomical. Again, it's just the mechanism that you and I have come to know. No other endeavor on earth or off the earth or anywhere else generates more need for borrowed dollars than war. And of course, you're not allowed to know how massively inflationary this is. I mean, just think about it. If people could just understand the concept that if we have to support these wars to the tune of whatever, how many tens of billions, hundreds of billions, soon to be in the trillions of dollars, how is this not inflationary? You understand how the dollar gains value or gains, how the dollar obtains value? All of you know, I think if you follow this blog, when a dollar is created, let's say by the Federal Reserve, let's talk about this real quick, it isn't automatically worth a dollar, whether it's created printed or whether it's just added to a digital screen. It must steal a fraction of 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 value from every other existing dollar. That's how it works. This is how the currency is deliberately made weaker by central banks. What do you and I know? What have you and I said, well, for over 10 years now? What's going on here at its core is central banks are deliberately destroying their own currencies to issue in a new system. Do you think that this issue of worldwide inflation right now, this is just by chance? This just happened to happen? No, this is deliberate. Central banks are working together. But again, focus on the Republicans and the Democrats. They're the ones in charge. You couldn't be more off base if you think that's actually true. The world is not run again by presidents, kings, queens, monarchs, or dictators. Central banks. Most people, well, no, you get it. But the vast majority of people out there, like your neighbors, have no clue as to what's happening or why it's happening. Now, with regard to the market here, it's doing exactly what you and I would have expected it to do. Record high, record high, record high. We've spoke about this since the end of last year. War in 24, tech in 24. Period, the end. Continue to bet against the debt, become our own central banks. Again, if we realize what's going on, it just makes it so simple. We know that global debt, don't listen to me. Listen to the Congressional Budget Office because they love you and they're on your side. It's explaining to you that all this is going to get monumentally worse. That's what they said. Okay, don't take Greg Manarino's word for it. If we realize that debts and deficits are going to hyperballoon moving forward, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? You want to bet against the debt, become your own central bank, hold hard assets, physical silver, as I've told you since day one, my favorite asset of all time. Gain exposure to things like cryptocurrencies. Again, look, I know that there's a lot of you out here that don't like this stuff for whatever reason. For whatever reason, you don't like it. But I still think you need some of this in your portfolio. I mean, like I just said, we crossed 47,000 with regard to Bitcoin. Bitcoin has the potential here to, hit highs that people are not going to believe moving forward, as well as all of the large cryptos. What's so wrong with owning a little bit of cryptocurrency? Let me show you something else. You see this? This is Moldavite. This happens to be 94 grams of Moldavite. I bought this, now I don't know, maybe 10 years ago for about $300. Right now, this is worth at a minimum $50 per gram. I think I made a good investment here at 94 grams. Do the math. Here's a smaller piece right here. I tell you, I'm diversified. I'm in a lot of things. You know this: artwork, musical instruments, classic cars. You gotta understand here where cash is gonna move eventually when this whole thing comes down, and it's going to come down. This is not gonna go on forever. Okay. And I am certainly not a perma bull. I just look at the current situation and say, okay, where's cash going to go right now? And then for the future, again, we're setting ourselves up. You and I have been doing this for, I don't know, a decade now, understanding eventually we're going to get a meltdown here in the debt market that's is going to rock the core of the earth. Along with that, we're going to see a whole new system, and it's not going to be pretty. I'm telling you right now. I think we're pretty much on the same page with this. All right, people, look, I hope you got something out of this video. I hope you get something out of all these videos. All right? And I want to hear from you. Hey, Greg, you know what? You're on target. Hey, Greg, you don't know what you're talking about. And if you know, if you're one of those that think I don't know, well, tell me why. I'm willing to learn, okay? All right, with that said, look, love you a lot from the heart. I mean that with all I got. Raise your awareness. Keep your eyes open, okay? Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. I'll see you later, 4:05 p.m. Eastern for my live stream, and I'm looking forward to that. See you later.